I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time to ask the CLO.
Yes.
Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. This is from Tisha in Lansing. Tisha writes, I'm 37 and my boyfriend is 47. We have a son and I want a daughter. But my boyfriend is too busy running after other females to get me pregnant. He also has four other kids, so he's done. My clock is ticking. Should I go find another man?
What? Well, don't sound like this one is yours, no how.
Right.
Because the reason he can't give you another baby is because he out chasing other females. He already got four kids. What makes him a great father? And why is it him? Should you go find somebody else? He is.
For real.
So you kind of answered your own question.
All right.
Go ahead, Shirley. We're not going to spend a lot of
time. Roz in Charlotte says, my dad won a few thousands playing a scratch-off, and he only gave me $100. He never did much for me growing up, and my mom never forced him to. He said, I'm 51 years old, and I need to get over it or get help. How could he say that to me?
Well, because you're 51 years old, and you need to get over it or get help. That sounds like the, he won a couple thousand dollars on the scratch. He gave you $100. I don't even know why he told you.
That he won.
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember every scratch-off I've ever won, I never breathed a word.
You just spent it on your own?
Nobody. Yeah, back in the day, So, I mean, you know, ma'am, I mean, I don't know where you at. It's 51. Come on. I don't owe you no money on the scratch-off.
Yeah, you know? She wants something from her dad.
But your expectations is pretty high.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, we get a lot of that around here. I know how that feels.
All right, moving on to Candace
keep
in Brooklyn. Candace says, I started seeing a guy on the side, and last week I wanted to give him a little treat, but he wouldn't take it. He said, I need to mow the lawn first.
Uh-oh.
He said it's a requirement. How do I do that without my husband suspecting something is up?
I don't know. Listen to me. Here we go again, y'all.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Y'all coming up with these abnormal things, and y'all want us to normalize it. First of all, I don't care what your land and strip look like. I don't care if it's paved. I don't care if it's bushy. I don't care if it's needly. I don't care what it is. And now you want to get this man a treat, but he don't want it.
Mm-mm.
He don't. You see, you're trying to pass out something he don't even want. Mm. Now you're going to try to make him take it by honoring his commitment and then what your husband. We don't care. No, really, we don't. No, we don't. We do not care. I don't care what you do. Ask your husband. Be what you do. Go ask your husband how he feel about it and see what he say. Look, I'm finna get his other man a treat, but he want me to clean up the land and strip. Will you be okay with that?
Run it,
and just go ask him. Yeah, go ask somebody who care, because we don't. We don't care.
I promise you, I don't. CLO.
And the listeners don't care either. Because there's women going, I'll be damned.
I know.
Right.
Come on.
All right,
last one.
Bye.
Last one, Steve. This is from Pearl in Lake Charles. Pearl says,
Pearl.
Oldest
God.
Pearl. Yeah, Pearl.
Wait, what's the first sentence?
Huh?
Go ahead, read the letter.
Pearl in Lake Charles. Pearl says, my oldest granddaughter is 14, and she's allowed to have boys in her bedroom with the
door
closed.
With a name like Pearl, you could have a granddaughter that's 40, not 14.
You know what?
if your name's Pearl.
Leave Pearl alone. She needs some help. She says, I told my daughter that is inappropriate. She told me that it's better than sneaking boys in like she did. Why would she admit that to me?
Wait a minute. I don't understand the question, Shirley.
Okay, well, Pearl told her daughter that it's inappropriate for her daughter, Pearl's granddaughter, to have boys in her room with the door closed, okay?
And so she told, 14?
Yeah, 14. Mm-hmm.
Granddaughter.
Yeah.
14.
Pearl is right now. Pearl is right.
Right. Agreed.
But she told her daughter that was inappropriate, and then her daughter said, well, it's better than her daughter sneaking the boys in. Like she was doing.
See, this and then it can't whip nobody no more. If you are allowing 14-year-olds to have boys over at the house behind closed doors, when stuff happened to her, when stuff started happening, don't be talking about why did you, how did you. You're not teaching your daughters and your granddaughters any values or morals. You letting them do what they want to do. So you letting the streets raise your daughter.
In your house, though. This is
in your house.
14. And let me tell you something. At 14, you're not going behind closed doors because ain't a boy coming over here at 14.
No.
Y'all need to do all y'all talking at the school. 14. You don't get male company at 14. Not at my house, you didn't. No.
With the door closed?
No, not at all.
In
the bedroom.
You can't come over and sit around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, man, we ain't doing it. Because, boy, no.
But the deal is her mom thinks it's okay because at first the granddaughter or her daughter was sneaking the boys in.
See,
so
right
the mother
here.
Is saying she'd rather know about it.
She'd rather her
right?
to be in the room with the door closed than her sneaking boys in. That's what she's saying.
The grandmama wants to know why her daughter would admit to her that
yes.
she lets yes. her daughter do it because she used to sneak boys yeah. in at 14.
Right.
Well, as mama did, mama allows to do.
Mm-hmm.
So mama is saying, since I used to sneak them in, I don't want her doing that, so I let them in.
Mm-hmm.
Why they in, though? Why they in? Don't nobody see the error in this piece of judgment?
Yeah.
But if you got parents who make judgmental errors mm-hmm. and don't recognize it or admit to it, what do you expect the child to do except do what they're allowed to do? Your children would do an abundance of stupid stuff if you allow it.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. called parenting.
Yes.
And parenting mm-hmm. ain't popular.
Right. That's right.
Oh,
right. A hard job. All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.